आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
नंबर 230 शंकराचार्य जी से सद ब्रह्म कार्यम सकलम सदैवम तत्मात्रम एतन न ततो अन्नदस्ति। सद ब्रह्म कार्यम, ब्रह्म कार्यम सद ब्रह्म इज द कॉज, कार्यम इज इफेक्ट, सो व्हाट एवर इज द इफेक्ट इन दिस वर्ल्ड, सकलम एवरीथिंग, सदैवम ऑलवेज, तत्मात्र इट इज दैट ब्रह्म नॉलेज। We all know effect is nothing but cause in different form. Gold ornaments are nothing but gold in different form. Clay pots are nothing but clay in different form. That we have seen very clearly. Astiti yo bhakti na tasya moha vinargatah. If somebody says no, there is something different from Brahman, astiti, then his moha, moha means his wrong understanding, has not yet gone. And nidravat prajalpa, and he is talking as if he is talking in sleep. Nidravat prajalpa. Then he says, this is said in Veda also, Brahma eva idam viswam iti eva vani shroti. It is said in Veda also. Where from did we get Veda? This is from the Mundaka. Who gave us Veda? भगवान ब्रह्मा जी फ्रॉम चतुर्मुख फोर वेदास के, वेयर डिड ही गेट दिस नॉलेज? भगवान नारायण, हाउ ही गॉट? चतुश्लोकीय भागवत, फोर श्लोकज ऑफ भागवत, लॉर्ड नारायण टोल्ड हिम एंड फ्रॉम ब्रह्माजी केम द परंपरा अगेन. तस्माद एतद् ब्रह्म मात्रम ही विश्वम, देयरफॉर दिस होल वर्ल्ड इज ब्रह्मन ओनली. दिस होल वर्ल्ड इज ब्रह्मन ओनली. न अधिष्ठानात् भिन्नता आरोपितस्य, आरोपित सुपर इम्पोज, अधिष्ठान सबसेटम. सो द सुपर इम्पोजिशन इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम सबसेटम. प्रूव्ड. Still, if you say satyam yadi syat jagat etat atmanah, if you still say no, jagat is satya, jagat is satya, satya means that which is infinite. If you say jagat is satya and brahma is satya, what will happen? He said there will be three fallacies. First, anantatva hani, in it infinite can be only one. If you say jagat is also satya and Brahman is also satya, so two infinite. Can we have two infinite? If there are two, then it becomes finite. Finite means drishyam. The moment a thing becomes finite in space, time and object, it becomes drishyam. Yad drishyam tad. Then you know the law, apply the law. Another, he said, all the Upanishads say that Brahma is satya, jagat is mithya. Not only that, he says Ishwar will be also liar. How? Because Ishwar, Lord Krishna also has said, Brahma is satya, jagat is mithya. But we ignorant say, no, jagat is satya. Shankaracharya said there are three fallacies there. Then he says, Ishwar vastu tatagya tattvagya. Ishwar, who is Ishwar? He is knower of everything. Tattvagya. Gya means the knower. He is the knower of all tattva. He knows everything. That Ishwar has said, na chaham tesu avasthita. I am not in them. I am not in them means? I am not in them means, I am not perishable like them. When we refer to all Bhutani, these things are all perishable. If I, Lord says, I am in them, that means Lord also becomes perishable. Therefore, Lord says, I am not in them. Not only that, he says, na cha mastani Bhutani, all the Bhutas are not in me. Nothing is in me. Imagine, ask rope, is the snake in you? Have you created snake or snake is in you? No. Ask Brahman, have you created whole world? No. Who created? Your mind. You have created. I have not created. Then he says another logic. Yati satyam bhavet visvam. If you say ni visva is satya, then he says another logic. Susupto api upalabhyatam. Therefore, it should be available in susupti also, deep sleep. Satya means what? Satya means that which is stayed in three periods of time, past, present, and future. Shankaracharya said, don't forget about past, present, future. In one day, it is not available in deep sleep. Jagat is not available. If jagat is available in deep sleep, then you are not in susupti. You are not in deep sleep. Either you are awake or you are dreaming. Because the world is not there in susupti, in deep sleep. If you say that jagat is satya, then that jagat should be available in deep sleep also. In deep sleep, it is negated. Therefore, anything which is negated is not sat. You can negate the whole world, but you cannot negate your Atman or Brahman. सिंस द वर्ल्ड इज निगेटेड देयरफॉर दिस वर्ल्ड इज असत। यन उपलब्धते किंचित अतः असत स्वप्नवत मृषा। सिंस इट इज नॉट अवेलेबल इन डीप स्लीप देयरफॉर इट असत नॉट देयर एक्चुअली असत। हाउ स्वप्नवत लाइक ड्रीम, मृषा इट इज फॉल्स। Like all we know, dream number two is false when we come out from dream number two to dream number one. But this dream number one seems real, is it not so? When we are in dream number two, that seems real also. At that time we are enjoying and suffering. Similarly, this also is a dream. Dream number one is also a dream. It is mrisa. It is false. Why it is false? Not available in deep sleep state. Since this waking world is negated in deep sleep state, therefore this world we cannot say it is sat. Because the definition of sat says that the thing or the object or the being or the entity should be available in three period of time. सप्तवत मृषा अथ पृथंग नास्ति जगत परमात्मना। देयरफॉर नाउ निगमन नाउ कंक्लूजन अथ देयरफॉर जगत इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम परमात्मन। क्ले पॉट इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम क्ले। गोल्ड ऑर्नामेंट्स आर नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम गोल्ड। पृथक प्रतीति अस्तु मृषा गुणाधिपत। इफ यू आर सीइंग पृथक डिफरेंस इज सीइंग इट इज बिकॉज ऑफ द गुणा। It is because of the guna. Aropitasya asti kim arthavatta? One which is superimposed. What is the validity of that? Aropitasya. One which is superimposed. On the gold, we are superimposing form and name. Name and form, we are superimposing. That's all. आरोपितस्य अस्ति किम अर्थवर्ता। कैन दैट आरोपित कैन दैट सुपर इम्पोज थिंग रिमेन विदाउट द सबस्ट्रेटम। कैन इट एग्जिस्ट इंडिपेंडेंटली। कैन नाम रूप एग्जिस्ट इंडिपेंडेंटली? नो। कैन यू शो मी क्ले पॉट विदाउट क्ले? कैन यू शो मी गोल्ड ऑर्नामेंट विदाउट गोल्ड? So can you show me the whole world without Satchidananda? No. In Dridhisya we have seen Asti Bhati Priya Naam Roop everywhere. Naam Roop is for Asti Bhati Priya. Asti Bhati Priya means Satchidananda. So with each and every object, being, person, these five things are always there. अस्ति भाति प्रिय नाम रूप। नाम रूप इज जगत। व्हाट इज अनदर डिफिनेशन ऑफ जगत? नाम रूप। जगत इज ओनली नाम रूप। किम अर्थवत्ता अधिष्ठानम आभाति तथा भ्रमेण। इट इज भ्रम। It is Brahma, it is delusion only. You are seeing all this. Bhrantasya yajat bhramata pratitim brahmeva tatad rajatam isukti. If you are seeing anything different from that is your delusion. Like, he is giving another example, like mother of pearl, sukti. On that, you have superimposed, it looks like silver. Why it is looking like silver? Because there is a sunlight on that, and now it appears like a rajat, like a silver. And you think it is silver. You pick up this side, that side, you see nobody there. Pick up. And when you come to your parking lot and what, let me see, silver. Now in the chaya, in the shadows, you know, the mother of chi. I have picked up this thing. You throw it. इदम तया ब्रह्म सदैव रूपते रूपते तो आरोपितम ब्रह्मणि नाम मात्रम. वॉट एवर इज सुपर इम्पोर्ट इज ओनली नाम मात्र, नथिंग एल्स. देन इट गिव्स द नेचर ऑफ ब्रह्मन. देर आर 20 पॉइंटर्स. नॉट टूडे, इन नेक्स्ट क्लास वी विल बी मेडिटेटिंग ऑन दीज पॉइंट्स. ईच वर्ड इज इंडिकेटिंग दैट ब्रह्मन. Brahman can never be defined. It can be indicated by different words. Satyam Jnanam, you say, what is this? Always you say Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Yes, that also is indicator. Satyam, it exists three period of time. It is Jnanam, it is Chetan Swarup, it is Anantam, it's infinite. That also is indicator. Now, we have read this 237-238. We'll see it once again.
Atha param brahma sadadvitiyam.
Atha param brahma sadadvitiyam.
Vishuddha vijnana ghanam niranjanam.
Visuddha vijnana ghanam niranjanam.
Prashantamadyanta vihinamakriyam. Nirantaranandarasaswarupam.
Nirantaranandarasaswarupam.
Nirastamaya krita sarvabhedam.
Nirastasmaya krita sarvabhedam.
Nityam sukham nishkalam aprameyam.
Nityam sukham nishkalam aprameyam.
Arupam avyaktam anakhyam avyayam.
Arupam avyaktam anakhyam avyayam.
Jyoti swayam kinchididam chakasti.
Sakasti.
Ataha, therefore, param. Param is beyond Maya, he is beyond BMI, he is beyond OET. Param, supreme. Brahma, Brahma, that Brahma, what is the definition of Brahma? Brihatvatiti Brahma. There is no name. Since it is Brihatvat, it is infinite, therefore we call it Brahma. How is that? Sat. Sat is Trikal Tishtati. Trikal Tishtati means it was in the past, it is in present, it will remain in future. And in Gita we have seen it cannot be destroyed. Nobody can destroy it with shastra, with water, with fire, or wind. Cannot be destroyed. Advitiyam, one without a second, ultimate reality. Advitiyam, if I said ekam, immediately some people, no, there can be second, third, no. Advitiyam, it is not second. It's only one, one without second. Visuddham, visuddham is vasana rahitam. Visuddham, vasana rahitam. There is no vasana, there are no impurity. Why there are no impurity? Huh? Because it is only one, there is nothing else. To make anything impure, something else is needed. Impurity is needed. Water is there, then impurity is there. You mix in impurity in the water, then water becomes impure. So two things have to exist. Is it not so? Pure and impure. But Brahman is advitiyam, one and only one. There is nothing else. So how can he be tainted? Cannot be tainted. Visuddham, vasana rahitam. Then it is vijnan ghanam. Vijnan ghanam means jnan, knowledge. Vijnan, विशेष ज्ञान, घनम मास, होमोजीनियस मास ऑफ वन नॉलेज. इनर्टनेस इज निगेटेड बाय विज्ञान घन. इनर्टनेस, माया इज इनर्ट. व्हेन वी से विज्ञान घन, दैट मीन्स इट इज नॉलेज, इट इज चित, इट इज सेंसियंट. व्हेन वी से इट इज सेंसियंट, दैट मीन्स इनर्टनेस इज निगेटेड. विज्ञान घन. निरंजनम, निरंजनम नोबडी कैन टेंट इट. वासना कैन टेंट इट. वी ऑल हैव गॉट वासनास. व्हाट इज दिस वासनास? व्हाट आर अदर वर्ड्स फॉर वासना? सिनोनिम्स, अविद्या, माया, राग द्वेष, लाइक्स एंड डिसलाइक्स, प्रकृति, वासनास. एंड ही इज बियॉन्ड ऑल दिस थिंग बिकॉज द फर्स्ट वर्ड वॉज परम. परम मीन्स बियॉन्ड माया, बियॉन्ड BMI, बियॉन्ड ऑब्जेक्ट इमोशंस एंड थॉट. देन प्रशांतम, प्रशांतम एब्सोल्यूटली पीसफुल, नो डिस्टर्बेंस. लाइक ओशन इन डीप, इफ यू गो डीप इनसाइड ओशन, इट इज प्रशांत. All the dispersions are on the top. When you go inside, it's prashant. And that is what we'll get if we reach there, if we attain, if we come to know prashantam. In Bhagavad Gita, it says, jnanam labdha param shanti. When we get knowledge, what we'll get? Not $1,000,000. Jnanam labdha param shanti. That shanti of the supreme nature, you will get shanti. We have got everything but not shanti. Why? Because we are ashant, we are going in the world. And what is this world? Naam and roop, always changing. So therefore we are always ashant. Then adi ant vihina, adi ant vihina. How will you describe that tattva? We know everything is adi and ant. Everything has got a beginning and end. Whatever we see in this world has got a beginning and an end. Surya, sun also has got a beginning and end. Everything is time bound here. And he is different from this. Different from this. If this has got adi and end, that has to be without adi and ant. Adi ant bihin, without adi and ant. Akriyam, akriyam. Can't do anything. Why can't do anything? One thing is not body. Another is, he is pervading everything. Akhandanand Maharaj used to say, thasathas bhara hua. If this is thasathas bhara hua, how can he act? He cannot move. And next thing is, Gurudev Sai, there is no vasana in him. Therefore, no action. Why are we acting? Because there is a desire in intellect. Why desire comes in the intellect? Because of the vasana. You all have to remember this. Why do we act? Because of a desire. Where is the desire? Desire is in the intellect. Why desire came into intellect? Because of the vasana. Where is the vasana? It is causal body. Where is intellect? It is in the subtle body. Which one is subtle? Causal body. Who controls subtle body? Causal body controls subtle body. Gross body, subtle body, causal body. Gross body is controlled by subtle body. Subtle body is controlled by causal body. And who is giving sentience into all these three bodies? That Chetan in me, the life spark, Atman. Akriyam. Since he has got no vasana, no desire, no action. And in Isavasya Upanishad, we have already seen he does not have any gross body, subtle body, or causal body. Therefore, cannot act. For action, we need body. Now, Nirantar Ananda Rasa Swarupam. Nirantar, always. Always Ananda Swarupam. We also experience Ananda, but that Ananda is not Nirantar. It is not Nirantar. It is always interspaced by dukkha. Sorrow comes. Other things come. But this is homogeneous. And there is no difference like Priya Mod and Pramod. Priya Mod and Pramod, they have got the degrees. But in this homogeneous Anand, there is no degree like Priya Mod and Pramod. And it is available Sarvada, Sarvatra. You have to tell me 100 times I have repeated. How is this Chaitanya Ananda? It is available everywhere. We thought we Sarvatra. We thought we will get in America, we will get Ananda. Are in India may be Sarvatra, Sarvada. Always. In Sarvada, always. 24 hours, 365 days. Till you leave Sarvada. Swatantra. We always experience Sukh through somebody. Our Sukh is dependent on object, person and being. If I get this object, I am happy. This being, this person. It is dependent. If I don't get, I suffer. And that is Swatantra. And Nirayas. Anayas, without any effort. You don't have to act for this. Koi kaam nahi karna, no bank balance needed, nothing is needed. Anayas. And it is Chetan. What we are experiencing is Jad. Jad Ananda. But this is Chetan Ananda. Different from that. And this Ananda is like a perennial river, continuous. It is there. Then how can we get it? It is said, nirasta maya krita sarva bhedam, nirasta, give up. Nirasta. What? Sarva bhedam, all bheda, all bheda, all differences. Who created? Maya krita. Maya krita. What is this maya? We have already seen Maya. What is Maya? We always say Brahman is the cause of the whole world. Isn't it, sir? If Brahman is the cause of the whole world, then the whole world is effect. Is it not, sir? If Brahman is cause of the whole world and the Brahman is Satchidanand and the world is effect, the world is effect of Satchidanand, therefore world should also be Satchidanand. Gold ornaments are nothing but gold. So all the properties of gold are there in the gold ornaments. If this whole world is effect of Satchidanand, then all the guna of Satchidanand should be here in the effect. If he is nitya, this also should be nitya. World should also should be permanent. But it's not there. If he is sukha swarup, this is dukkha swarup. This is called dukkhale by Lord Krishna. If he is chitta sarup, this is achit, inert. So how do you explain this difference? We have to bring in Maya. We have to bring in Maya to explain the nature of this world. Maya has created like this. And from the absolute standpoint, the world is not there. To explain ignorant, we need Maya. From the standpoint of substratum Brahman, there is no world. Only Brahman is there. From the standpoint of rope, there is no snake. No snake. Just to explain, Shankaracharya never accepted there is a world. He said, Asat, it is not there at all. But we, Ajnanis, forced him. No, no, we are transacting with this world. This seems to be real. Those who are saying, they are saying in dream number one. We all are in dream number one. And we are telling Shankaracharya, standing in dream number one, no, no, this is real. I am transacting. I am getting sokha and dukkha. How do you explain? He said, okay, no. For you all, we accept it as a vyavaharik satya. Transactional, empirical reality. It's not absolute reality. It is empirical reality. So, mayankrit sarvedam nirastha, reject. Then what else to be done? Then what you will get when we go beyond OET, we go beyond BMI, what will you get? Nityam. We will get Nityam, the eternal. Sukham. One is the, you can take it as a visheshan adjective of sukha, nitya sukha, always, continuously sukha. Or Nityam. Nityam is one which is there in the past, present, future, is nitya. Sukha. What is sukha? Kha means akash. Akash is inside Hridayakash. One akash is space is outside. Another space is, we call it Hridayakash. Have you heard this word? Hridayakash. When Hridayakash is su, the word you, I am trying to break the word, su, kha, sukh. How do you write sukha? Kha means akash. Akash is inside and akash is outside. Akash means space. So when the inside space is su, that means conducive, we experience sukha. When the inside space is du, we experience dukkha. Sukha and dukkha. Niskala. Niskala means without parts. So anything which has got part is perishable. This is our experience. This body is also made of many parts. Hand, leg, liver, heart, kidney. And sometimes we change parts also. Kidney kharab ho gaya, ek to lay off. And we replace kidney, sometimes heart also, eyes also, liver transplant. So anything which has got part is perishable. This building also has parts. Door, windows, walls. This building is also perishable. Chair is also has got part, perishable. Lamp also has got part. Tree also has got a part. Trunk, branches, leaves, flower, fruit, perishable. So how will I indicate that Brahman which is other than this? Everything here we see with parts. So that has to be without niskala. Did you get it? Niskala, without parts. Aprameyam. Aprameyam means it cannot be measured. Very simple thing. How can you measure an infinite with a finite thing? Very simple. Can you measure? No. Measuring means what? Measuring means you cannot bring him as an object of perception. Aprameyam. Atman can never be become an object for perception. You cannot grasp it with your mind and intellect. Why you can't grasp it? Because it is subtler than mind and intellect. It is illuminator of mind and intellect. It cannot be grasped by gross, aprameyam, arupam. This roop is all created by Pancha Mahabhut. Pancha Mahabhut has come from Maya. And who is the controller of Maya? Lord. Lord is controller of Maya. So with that Pancha Mahabhut, the whole world is created and my body is also created. Pind and Brahmand. The two words we have seen in Tattvabodh. Pind, individual body. Brahmand, whole world is created by that. And for each form, we have given a name for transaction purpose. Arupam. So other than Namrupa, other than Namrupa is Brahman. Other than Nam Roop is the cause. Other than the Nam and Roop of bangle or necklace is gold. Are you getting? Other than the Nam Roop of bangle is the cause. Gold is the cause. Other than the Nam Roop of all these things is Astibhati. Asti bhati priya naam roop. This is world. Nirasta mayakrit bhedam. Mayakrit bhedam. Who created this name and form? Maya. Nirasta. Drop this naam and roop. You will find everywhere Brahman. In each and everything you will find Brahman. Aprameyam arupam. Abhyaktam. Vyakti is Namrup. Abhyakti is substratum, asti bhati priya. Satchidananda is abhyakta. What cannot be perceived by our sense, organs of perception and mind is abhyakta. Whatever is perceived, it is manifested, it is vyakta. Abhyaktam. Anakhyam. Anakhyam. Akhyam is naam. Name. Akhyam is name. Anakhyam is no name. No name. Why no name? Only one. Kise baat karega? No transaction with anybody. Is name required? No. Anakhyam. So who is greater, Naam or Nami? Who is greater, Naam or Nami? Lord Ram or the name of Lord Ram? Name. Tulsidas ji gives more marks to name. In simple way, if somebody is sitting there, and if I call, Ram Gopal ji, please come. Ram Gopal ji, 180 pounds. Only the name Ram Gopal starts moving, you know. Name is more powerful. See, if I know an object and the name, if I take the name of that object, a form comes. Is it not so? If I say coconut, coconut is not present now here. But immediately a form of coconut will come. Is it not so? If the object is not present and I know the object, the name helps me to see, perceive, visualize the form. But I don't know person, and I tell you Ram Gopal. I hope there is no Ram Gopal here. Now, any form is coming into your mind if I say Ram Gopal. No form is coming. Similarly, sometimes somebody is singing on TV, children are singing, we want to know the name. Naam kya iska? What is the name? And even when Lord takes avatar, there is a naam sanskar for him. Naam is so important. Even Lord Ram or Krishna, when they have taken avatar, incarnation, there is a naam sanskar. For transaction purpose, we have to give him also a name. And in Bhakti Shastra, it is said, Ram Ram ratte raho, jablak ghat me pran, kabhun to deen dayal ke bhanak padegi kaan. Someday he will hear, go on chanting the name of the Lord. Kabhi bhanak padegi, sometime he will listen. That is why we gave malas to our graduates this time. If they go on chanting the name of the Lord, kabhi bhanak padegi, someday he will listen. Abhyam, abhyam, that is which is eternal and changeless, is immutable. There is no change, there is no vikar in that. If vikar happens, what will happen? It will be perishing, abhikari. Abhikari. Then, jyoti swayam kinchit idam chakasti. Jyoti swayam. It is self-luminous or self-effulgent. To know that no other medium, no other light is necessary. You see, our problem is that we want to grasp that tattva with our mind, intellect, and we want to see in a form. But he is nirakara. How can you see him? Swayam Jyoti. Suppose I transcend my body, mind, intellect, I transcend the world and everything, what will happen? I can negate or falsify whole Mayakrit Veda. Mayakrit Veda, all names and forms. I can negate. When I reach there, it is Swayam Jyoti. It is effulgent. It is total awareness. Total awareness is there. What is the address of that Atman? In the mind. Consciousness plus thought is equal to, you have to remember this small formula. Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Mind minus thought is equal to consciousness. Therefore, Patanjali says, Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. According to Patanjali, Chitta Vritti. Chitta means mind. Vritti means thought. Nirodha means cessation. Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. You have reached there. Can we reach that state? Can we reach that state? Yes. This is our experience. We get that state every day in deep sleep. There is no vritti, there is no thought in deep sleep. If there is thought, that means you are not sleeping. Either you are dreaming or you are awake. So therefore, chitta vritti nirodha, cessation of all the thoughts of the mind, is yoga. Mind minus thought is equal to consciousness. So when I am sitting on our meditation seat, if I can go beyond my thoughts, that is yoga. And Raman Maharshi says, manasam dukyam margane krite. Naiva manasam Mardyardhava. You heard Swami Prakashananda saying also. What was that marga? Can anybody explain? I have explained many times. And recently, you listened to Swamiji also. What is that marga arjava? How can we go beyond our thoughts? You all attended. Ek chintanam. What is that marga arjava? He immediately gives you the practical tips also, that the vrittis are two types. One vritti is idam vritti, another vritti is aham vritti. Aham vritti is always common to all idam vrittis. Idam vrittis are always changing. One after another it is coming. Now I am seeing chair, and then after that I am seeing something other. But the knower, the aham vritti is always same, 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 same. This aham vritti, this ego is seeing different million things. So he says, remove idam vritti. What is left? Aham vritti. This also is a thought. Ego is also a thought. This is also a vritti. Now try to find out where from this aham vritti is coming. The moment you inquire about the aham vritti, what happens? And what is the story about that? Mani Mama. You have to remember the Mani Mama. Mani Mama. When you try to find out that Mama, from which side he belongs, he was troubling both sides, bridegroom side and bride side. And after the marriage, when they sat down to find out, your Mama created a lot of problem for us. Which Mama? Mama God. So when you inquire about that aham vritti, what will happen? Aham vritti is not there. What is there? Suddham is there. That is Chetan. How is that? Swayam Jyoti. Effulgent. So when you sit in the meditation and you say, I am seeing darkness. You are seeing darkness? You have not reached that state. Because you are still trying to perceive it. Or many people sit down, tratak karo. What is this tratak? Like a lamb. Or a flame of a lamb. Concentrate. This is good for concentration, is good. Now if you say tratak, I am seeing a lamp here. No. It is formless. How can you see a lamp? You can't see. Concentration hota hai, but it is not that. It is other than that. Swayam Jyoti, Kinchin Vidam Chakasti, and whatever is manifested is the Supreme Brahman. Supreme Brahman, whatever you see at that time is only a Supreme Brahman. Here Gurudev says, all these 20 terms are indicative of Atman. I have explained each and every word. You have to remember, because we are going to meditate on these two verses. I will take another two verses also related to this. And we have to meditate with each word, try to reach there. They are indicator. Advityam, Param, different words. Nitya, Sukham, Vigyan Ghan, all these words will indicate that there. So all these 20 terms are indicative of the Atman, the Self, which is ever present in each one of us. These may be considered as 20 exercises in deep meditation for developed sadhak. Gurudev has said developed sadhak. So if you don't reach that place in our next class, then know for sure you are not developed sadhana. None of them in fact defines reality. You see, Brahman can never be defined. None of them, in fact, defines reality. But each one of them suggests, and all of them in their totality, directly point out the essential self behind the mind. Self behind the mind. Address of the self, behind the mind. What is mind? Flow of thought. And its agitation.
ज्ञात्रिगेयज्ञानशून्यम् अनन्तं निर्विकल्पकम् केवलखण्डचिन्मात्रम्
परं तत्त्वं विदुर्बुधा
ज्ञात्रिगेयज्ञानशून्यम् अनन्तं निर्विकल्पकं केवलखण्डचिन्मात्रं परं तत्त्वं विदुर्बुधा. I am pronouncing each word. Please try to imitate that. Because Uncle G is explaining each word. Look at the book. See the each word, only then you can understand and do the meditation.
Param tattvam vidur buddha. Param tattvam. Param supreme tattva. Supreme tattva. Param tattva. Vidhu. Vidhu. Vidhatu. To know. They know. Who knows? Buddha. The wise people know that param tattva. And how they express their experience. Gyatri gyeya jnana sunyam. Gyatri, gyeya, jnana, sunyam. The gyatri is knower, jnana is knowing, and gyeya is object. Knower, known, knowing. What we call it technically? Triputi. Triputi sunyam. Triputi sunyam. Gyatri, gyeya, jnana, sunyam. Triputi sunyam. So he is not knowing. That Brahman is not knowing. Not knowing that I am also. Knowing without knowership. What is knowership? Knowership is doership. He is knowing without doership, without knowership. Where is the doership? Doership is in intellect. Doership is in intellect, and he is beyond intellect. Therefore, he is knowing without becoming a karta. Without becoming a karta. So, know the knower without becoming knower. Know the knower without becoming a knower. Without becoming a knower. That is the state we have to reach. Knowing that without becoming knower. We go beyond even the knowership also. Mind, intellect, everything is not there. And how is that? Anantam. And who is that? I am that. It's not different from me. That Atman we have got. We are that Atman. Anantam, infinite, nirvikalpam, transcendental. How is Anantam? Because gyatri, gyan, geyam, sunyam, triputi rahitam. There is no triputi. Knower, knowing and known is not there. Meditator, meditating, and the object of meditation is not there. Everything is merged in one. When you sit in meditation, what is there then at the time? I am meditating. How are you meditating? 20 indicators. Is it not so? That is the process of meditating. Then what happened? This is called Savikalpa Samadhi. You have taken the help of Vikalpa. Vikalpa means thought. Sajatiya Vritti Prabaha. When you are sitting in Sajatiya Vritti Prabaha, there can be disturbances. Sometimes the mind can go to Delhi and come back. Or there is no break. Do you remember Saral Chintanam, Viral Chintanam? What was Viral Chintanam? With the break. What is Saral Chintanam? Arja Dharavat. Like when we are pouring ghee, there is no break in that. Or flow of the river. There is no break. Similarly, when our Chintan becomes like that, a flow, without any interruption, it is called Sajatiya Vritti Prabaha. And a time will come, the vritti will drop. Then meditator is gone, meditating with 20 indicators gone. What remains? Object of meditation, Brahman, Atman, you are there, khatam. Ratrigesana sunam anantam nirvikalpam, nirvikalpam without any thought modification. Akhandam, akhandam means indivisible, cannot be divided. Why it cannot be divided? Achedyam, cannot be cut into pieces. And chinmatram, and what is that? It's only chinmatram. In Manisha Panchakam you will find chinmatram vistaritam. Whole world is what? Is the vistar of that chinmatram. Param tattvam vidu buddha. That is the supreme truth, the great sages, they show. They tell about that. How that? Triputi rahitam. All triputi is in the mayakrita. This is all Veda created by maya. And how that is Triputi Raitam. If I say, I am nor a Brahman, if I say, I am nor a Brahman, then this is false. It comes under Triputi. Are you getting it? If I say, I am nor a Brahman, it comes under Triputi. It is false. We cannot make it an object. You can have an aparoksha anubhuti. Go beyond your mind and intellect and you can have an experience, direct experience of that. But you cannot become the knower of Brahman. In knower of Brahman, there is knowership. In knower of Brahman, there is knowership. It is still at the intellect level. Like many other things of the world, I also say, I know table, chair, I know Brahman also. So I have made Brahman like a table and chair, an object. It is still at the intellect level. Realization is, what is realization? Realization is, I am Brahman. This is realization. Brahman is not different from me. I am Sachidananda. So only information about Brahman will not result in any transformation. Only knowledge will not help. Don't keep it at your intellect level. Yes, I have understood. The nature of Brahman is ekam adityam nityam. This I have all understood. Still at, I am that. We have to come up to that. One more verse we will take and after that we will do some meditation in our next class on these 20 points. Please read it, these 20 indicators. Oh, Namada.
पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरि ओम्। श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम्।
We have got teacher seminar at Badri today, starting from 12:30 to 4:30, followed by dinner. So yeah, please come. All of you, please come. Dhiranji talk is not there.
Ashokji, you take this. Hari Om. This is the yearly teacher's training that we do at Badri, in which we invite teachers from all centers and study group sevak sevikas also. The format is different this year. I'm not familiar with the format this year's, but we'll have lectures and there will be some interactions with the other fellow teachers as well. So I think there was, Rajulji had sent an email to that effect. Maybe you responded to her, maybe you did not, but if you did not, you're still welcome. Most of us should try to go. So we'll be going later this morning, and all of you are encouraged to come as well. Okay.
So it will be like this. There will be 1 hour of introduction about the Bal Vihar, which I am requested to present that. And for the first time, with the help of Jyoti Ji, I have prepared PowerPoint. First time in final. And please come, the whole Vedanta will be there. You know, I talk only about the Vedanta. I will not come down from that.
Nobody can move it from there.
I will not come down from there. I will explain Vedanta there also, but in a simpler form. And after that, all the teachers will be in two groups, one led by the higher grade teachers by Dhiranji, 2 hours, for 2 hours, and the other group, the junior group by Auntie Ji. After that, Swamiji will come, there will be concluding session with the question and answers and all that. So please come, you will enjoy.